I'm here with Yochai Benkler. Yochai, why do people interact?
People interact for the same reason that people act in generally, which is to say they act because it's expedient, they act because it's the right thing to do in context, they act because it's fun, and they act because they need the relationship with others. In different contexts, the weights of these different buckets of need, desire, motivation are different. But basically, we interact for the same reasons we do any act.
Now, what we see is that in this personal data revolution, people reveal so much more about themselves in terms of action or just, you know, self-exhibitionism than they ever did. Any impact on interaction based on this digital exhibitionism?
I think it's important, absolutely, because I think people interact primarily and historically with people they know, and with people about whom they have a certain kind of rich sense of who the other person is. So I think in mediated networks where distance is so great, what we're seeing is almost an extroverted way of communicating what under normal physical conditions in the past would have happened through face-to-face, through the feel of the other person. And we're essentially speaking our way into a three-dimensional sense of who the other person with whom we're interacting.
Final question. In, you know, the past, the scarcity was that, you know, the people who you are physically around with is somewhat limited. Now, of course, potentially it can be around a billion people, but not really. So what are your ideas for creating relevance functions for people discovery, for discovering those people where the mutual interaction might be something of interest?
That's a hard one. Relevance is hard. But I think we're actually already seeing it, which is to say relevance is hard on documents as well as on people. And the way that we've solved relevance has, to some extent, been algorithms, but mostly it's been relying on other people whose judgment we trust in one way. In the thinnest form, it's PageRank, but in the real form, it's here, read this. I'll email you a link, I'll tell you something, and because I actually know you, I'm more productive. And people are the same. So that's why we see social networks becoming so important. It's fundamentally about human relevance to each other and social mutual referencing and indexing.
Yes, couldn't agree more. Thank you.
My pleasure.